but it was hard to keep his hands still. He could almost feel them twitching emphatically with his strong desire to reach out and stroke the dog's head. He had such a terrible yearning to love something again, and the dog was such a beautiful, ugly dog. He wrote more Twilight Zones than anyone but Rod Serling. He created genre-busting characters, books, and films, and somehow, he's not famous. Today on Sci-Fi Idols, let's talk about Richard Matheson, shall we? That first bit was a quote from I Am Legend, a book that will get under your skin as well as into your head. Like the dog Neville longed to make contact with, this book is ugly and beautiful all at once. But before I get started, I need to clear the air. Richard Matheson is an uncannily brilliant writer, and he gets, let's say, borrowed from a lot. Mostly, I suppose, because of how groundbreaking and unique much of his body of work is. Steal from the best, as they say. But for the most part, the general public doesn't know him by name, and this is a travesty in my opinion. This is despite their having watched countless episodes of The Twilight Zone, which he wrote, including two of the most well-known episodes of them all, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet and The Invaders, and despite millions having heard or seen films like The Incredible Shrinking Man, I Am Legend, The Omega Man, The Legend of Hell House, Somewhere in Time, What Dreams May Come, or Duel, but so few know that name, the name of the man who wrote them all, Richard Burton Matheson. A good example is The Truman Show. It's been said several times that it was inspired by a 1989 Twilight Zone episode called Special Service, written by J. Michael Straczynski. But one of Matheson's 16 TZ scripts, 1960's A World of Difference, in which a man discovers his life is, unbeknownst to him, a television show, preceded Special Service by 29 years and The Truman Show by 38 years. It is true that artists go on to idolize and copy the masters, but Richard's still alive. Matheson also wrote all the short stories that made up 1975's Trilogy of Terror, a movie that scared the socks off me when I was a kid. And while we're at it, the TZ episode Little Girl Lost also gave me the heebie-jeebies for a week. And hey, remember when Kirk got split into two selves, a good Kirk and an evil Kirk in The Enemy Within? That was Matheson again. 2011's Real Steel with Hugh Jackman, based on Matheson's short story in Twilight Zone episode Steel. Older listeners, or those who've rediscovered it, will remember Kolchak, the Night Stalker, often referred to as the father of the X-Files. The hit TV series, which I highly recommend and loved as a kid, was based on two movies, The Night Stalker and The Night Strangler. Jeff Rice wrote the novel, The Kolchak Papers, and Matheson wrote both of the films. Put them all on your box set list for next winter, you'll thank me later. Oh, that Cameron Diaz movie, The Box, with the big red button and a suitably creepy Frank Langella, that was based on Button Button, a Matheson short story. Button Button was also made into a Twilight Zone episode in 86, but Matheson didn't approve of the changes made to the script and had his screen credit changed to Logan Swanson, which is his pseudonym. Three episodes for 1986's Amazing Stories were based on his work. He wrote the TVC miniseries of Ray Bradbury's Martian Chronicles. And yes, he's also admittedly one of the two writers of the screenplay for Jaws 3D. Everybody's got a clinker in them, I guess, even Richard Matheson. Two night galleries, 22 Circles of Fear, one episode for the 96 Outer Limits revival. Have I left anything out? Hell yes, I've left lots out. I've left out Pit in the Pendulum, two Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and numerous others. Richard Matheson molded 20th century television and film to a degree that few others can be said to have, and he's already influencing 21st century film as well. In 2010, Matheson was finally inducted into the Science Fiction Hall of Fame. But frustratingly, most of his awards are of this sort. They're wrap-up awards. He never won the accolades he so richly deserved during his career. He really is, when looked at objectively, one of the most influential writers of television, sci-fi, fantasy, and horror of the century. His fingerprints are everywhere. Thankfully, the lack of recognition didn't slow him down or discourage him. I guess it didn't hurt that so many of his works were televised or filmed. I'd like to note here, for purely personal reasons, that he and I share a love of the 1939 World's Fair, except whereas I just collect memorabilia from it, he actually attended as a child and says he'd like to write a novel around it. Thankfully, his peers have not forgotten Matheson. He'll be guest of honor, along with his son, also a writer, at this year's World Fantasy Convention. And in 2009, He Is Legend, an anthology celebrating Richard Matheson, was published as a tribute to the man. Writers such as Stephen King, Joe Hill, and Whitley Strieber contributed stories inspired by Matheson's work. But before you read any of that, I encourage you, I beg you, to build or borrow a library of Matheson's work and read as much of it as you can. It was not simply his story ideas that made him such an influence on everything. Although he has birthed some classics, the deformed child in the cellar trope, Matheson did it first. His writing is beautiful and touching and frightening and true. I'll leave you with another quote from I Am Legend to illustrate the point. In a world of monotonous horror, there could be no salvation in wild dreaming. Horror he had adjusted to, but monotony was the greater obstacle, and he realized it now, understood it at long last. And understanding it seemed to give him a sort of quiet peace, a sense of having spread all the cards on his mental table, examined them, and settled conclusively on the desired hand. Mr. Matheson, I am a huge fan. Thank you. Richard Matheson, a true sci-fi idol. This has been Sci-Fi Idols with your host, Maggie McPhee. You can find us online at scifiidols.com. Music provided by Kevin MacLeod.